Welcome to Afir Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Dav Chof Dalet in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perik Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Dav Chof Gimel on the base, in the bottom of the Amud, the last line. Rav Mono Mekel Le'elin de Misman Yo Bekesef. Rav Mono did not treat very respectfully the ones that God became Rabbonim through money. They paid for their position. He didn't give them any respect. Rav Amy Kora Le'on Eloi Kesef Le'hei Zov Le'tasu Lachem. Amy called them, use the pasuk, don't use it for the zara of silver and gold. This is the same thing, meaning a person is using silver and gold to become, to have chashivus. Continues the Gemara, the Chodal Adam Dalaf on top. Omer Abishayo Vitalis She'olov Kemirda Shel Chamor. Meaning, the clothing that the Rav was wearing, a special clothing of a Rav when he's tashening, it's like, it says it has no chashivus. It's like Mirda Shel Chamor, it's like the saddle on the donkey. That's how you look at it. It's a donkey wearing a saddle. Omar of Shine, according to what argues, so that's his name, there was this man, Omar called Rav Shine. Zeshu Mismani Bekesef, the one who gets a position through money, ain't only mipanov, you don't stand in front of him. Fein Kori Moisoy Rebbe, you don't call him with a title Rebbe. Ve'atali She'olov Kemirdash She'chamor, as we said before, the important clothing that he's wearing is like a saddle on a donkey. Rebbe Ze'eiron V'chad Rabbanon Avi Yasivin, Roseira and one of the Rabbanim were sitting down. Over Chad bin Eilin, he was finding Bekesef. A person passed by, he was somebody who paid for his position. Omar, Yasei Demi Rabbanim, Le Roseira. So this person for Rabbanim, to Roseira. Navi Navshon Tanya. Let's make us pretend as if we're learning. We'll pretend we're learning, and that's why we're not going to get up in front of him. Tirgem Yaakov Ish Kfar Nevarayo. Yaakov Ish Kfar Nevarayo said a targum in the following pasuk. So someone tells the wood to wake up, or the stone to speak. He's going to give a yiro. So he explains, will he be able to do a yiro? You know, tofuzav kesef. He is only because he's holding gold and silver. Wasn't he? Didn't he get the position through money? They call ruach ein boy, ein bekibur. He has no ruach. Lo yichakim klum. He has no chokhmah. Now, Heavy Oimer Beitu B'manayor says, yeah, but we need to make somebody a rabbi. What do you want us to do? Hashem Be'echal Kotcher. There's Hashem in Echal Kotcher, meaning there's people in the Bismendish that are more appropriate to be the Rav. HaRitzu Be'alazor B'knishto Medar Tod Kistrin. He, Ritzu Be'alazor, is in the Shul Medar Tod Kistrin. You can find, if you really want to appoint the right Rav, there is who to appoint. So he took this pasuk to give a mashal. The people that don't know anything and they just become responsible because of the money, so they're like a stone and wood, they can't speak. Another thing, another topic, so I heard that we go and we mimane as kenim in chutzarts, that you appoint kenim, you give smich in chutzarts. I heard you don't do that in chutzarts. It's the pasuk, ben adam beisisrael yoyishvim al adnosom. The yeshivas on their land. The yeshiva appointed, giving smicha, that will be only on Eretz Yisrael. One of the kids said, so you could appoint skin in chutzarts with the condition they will go back to Eretz Yisrael. It was an Azza, which is considered to be out of Eretz Yisrael, and they made him a Rav in order to come back. He was in Tzur in Lebanon. And they appointed him with the condition he'll go back. Ravina was in this place called Pitko, and he did not want to become a Rav. Only after Rebbe, who was his Rav, will become get the smicha, only then I'll get smicha, he'll give me smicha. And the Gemara says, Umina Rebbe. Anyway, that's what happened. Rebbe made him, appointed him later. He was in Rome. Also, he appointed him, he gave him smicha, the condition you're going back. So what Shimon bar Avoh, the Gusa of Chaim is Kedamascus. He was in Damascus, in Damasic. Younger people, the lower people, became Rabbanim before him. And he was not, he didn't become Rav. Meaning he didn't have the mazel to become a Rav, and Rav Chaim appoints him because he was in Chutzlaretz. The Torah continues to speak about Shimon bar Avoh. Shimon bar Avoh ave boki b'brangeliso. He knew very well the jewels, the precious stones, b'chol milo, and all the details. V'loy haveli igul michli. He didn't have anything to eat. V'Rabbi Yochanan kori aloy. Rabbi Yochanan called on him. V'gam loy lechachomim lechem. Even the smart people don't have what to eat. If you don't know the chesed Avraham Avinu, look at Shimon bar Avraham, and then you will learn from him how Avraham Avinu acted, because he was similar to him. So the Shimon bar Avraham have a Damascus. Similar, he was Damascus. Shalach liravo chado igra. Avraham sent him a letter. He put some white hair that he from his beard into the letter, and he told him, "Begin eilin safta kum ishalach lar d'Yisrael, because you're getting old. Come to Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll give you a smicha." Meaning in the letter he's giving like a little bit of a poetry. He writes, who's gonna take who's gonna take sand out of the eyes of Yochanan? I mean, there's something here is not working as it's supposed to. Why? Avo regulose ismani. Avo regulose is lower than Shimon. He was already became got smicho. Shimon de Mafayo ismani. Shimon de Mafayo is Shimon bravo. He wasn't mismani. In other words, he didn't have the mazel as we said before, because he was the Chutzarts. So he says, come there to Yisrael, and then you'll get smicho. Really, you're supposed to get it earlier than other people that got before you. Halacha da'al zok the Mishnah. So the trumpet is playing in front of them until they get to Arabais. He gives Arabais, afilu agripas, amelech, netel asalak, seifoy, v'nichas at shumagi ala azor. So once they come to Arabais, now each owner needs to take his own basket. You can't have someone else take it for you. Even Agrippa Samelech, even the king, needs to pick up the basket and go from the Arabais, which is the area of Beis Hamikdash, into the Azor. He has to schlep the fruits himself. Continues the Mishnah with Beis. Dibru Levim Bashir, the Levim were singing, that's the song that the Levim sang. So they had birds with them. Some birds were on the basket, and that they used it as a carbon. And what was in their hands, they gave it to the Koyanim. Oidenu asalak seifoy, while the basket is on his shoulder, Koyre, the owner, reads the psukim, Megati ayirim l'ashev hakecho, shugumir kol ha-pasha. He reads the entire pasha of Bikurim when the basket is on his shoulder. V'yudu ha-imri no. Hadar Rami Yoyvidavi. He will read the beginning of the pasha till the words are Rami Yoyvidavi. And then what? Higel ha-Rami Yoyvidavi, moiri the salmik seifoy, he takes the basket out of his shoulder, for holds the ledge of the basket. The kohen is yoda tachtov, and the kohen puts his hands underneath the basket. Umenifoy, and he picks it up, meaning the owner and the kohen do tnuva together. And then Then he continues reading the parasha. Umenich b'tzadim isbech, puts it next to the isbech. Vishtachov yotzo, bows down and leaves. So according to Rabbi Yudo, you split the parasha and you do tnuva in the middle. And Rabbanon hold there's no tnufa, as we'll see in the Gemara. They're getting anybody who knew how to read Mikra Bikurim. He did it himself. If he can't, they did it for him. Nimnu melavi, the people that did not know how to read the parasha were embarrassed, so they didn't want to bring Bikurim. Yitkinu shimakrim is kol mishu yodea, but mishu ein yodea. They said that anu takana, that the parasha Bikurim needs to be read for everybody. Ha'ashir mevim is Bikurim bekal sheshel kesef v'shel zov. The rich people bring the Bikurim in silver and gold baskets. Ha'anim mevim oisom besalli nitzorim shlarova klufim. The baskets were made out of branches of peeled arova, meaning a very cheap material. Ha'asalli ve'bikurim nitorim la'koyanim. So for the poor people, they would give the basket with the Bikurim to the koyanim. They wouldn't take the basket back home. And the Gemara and the Bavli says, you see it, basar anye azdan yuso. Someone who's poor gets even poorer. Because not only that he's poor, he doesn't have money to bring an expensive basket, but he also loses the basket and he can't take it back. So the Gemara, what's the Shadar of our Mishnah? It says, Velokach HaKoyen HaTene Miyadecho. And right after it says, V'dibru HaLevim Bashir. So meaning, you see, the first Koyen takes the basket, and only afterwards starts the song. In the Mishnah it says, they did the song, and then the Kohen took the basket. It just says the Pshat in the Mishnah is the opposite order. This refers to the birds. We said the birds in the basket, they become carbon. The birds that are in the hands, they go to the Kohen. Now the birds in their hands go to the carbon, but the birds in the basket are given to the Kohen. Why? Because the fruits are given to the Kohen, so you put it together with the birds that are in the basket as well. They both go to the Kohen. You don't put the birds actually in the basket itself. They should not make the fruits dirty. They're hanged outside of the basket. Gemara says, quotes the Mishnah, Kori Migati Hayom, starting the Pasha, Tani Chatzav Kamer Zahiro, Choyze Ligati Hayom. After he does Tnufa, he doesn't continue reading the Pasha. He starts the Pasha again from the beginning. So V'chiyesh Odo Magid V'choyzeo Magid, how can you read it twice? Once you read it once, you can't say it again. And as Reb Chaim points out, we learned earlier in the first parak, Halacha Zayin, that you're not allowed to read Mikra Bikurim twice because you can't do Agoda twice. Says the Gemara, Ki Imuna, we explain it, Kvar Higati. When I bring the same Bikurim and I say the Pasha again, so Higati here doesn't mean a new Agoda, it means I'm referring to the previous Agoda that I just said. So the first time he says Higati, I'm saying right now for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second time he says the Pasha, he says, I already said this Pasha, I'm just mentioning that I said it before. With this we conclude, Yerusha and Bikurim, Daf Chov Dalet.